Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 3, Text Number 13, Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Dear Lord, here is the great King Nabi, whose ultimate goal in life is to have a son like you. Your Lordship, his position is like that of a person approaching a very rich man and begging for a little grain. Maharaj Nabi is so desirous of having a son that he is worshipping the Supreme Lord for a son. Although you can offer him any exalted position, including elevation to heavenly planets or liberation back to Godhead. Repeat. Dear Lord, here is the great King, Nabi, whose ultimate goal in life is to have a son like you, your Lordship. His position is like that of a person approaching a very rich man and begging for a little grain. Maharaj Nabi is so desirous of having a son that is worshipping you for a son, although you can offer him any exalted position, including elevation to heavenly planets or liberation back to Godhead. Purport. The priests were a little ashamed that King Nabi was performing a great sacrifice just to ask Lord the benediction for a son. The Lord could offer him promotion to the heavenly planets or the Vaikuntha planets. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us how to approach the Supreme Lord and ask him for the ultimate benediction. He said, Nadhanam, Najanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam, Vajagadisa, Kamaye. He did not want to ask the Supreme Lord for anything material. Material opulence means riches, nice wife, nice family, and many followers. But an intelligent man doesn't ask the Supreme Lord for anything material. His only prayer is Mama Janmani Janmani Swara Bhavatat Bhakti Rahayati Kitvai. He wants to be engaged perpetually in the loving service of the Lord. He does not want promotion to the heavenly planets or mukti, liberation from material bondage. If this were the case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not have said Mama Janmani Janmani Swara. It doesn't matter to a devotee whether or not he takes birth life after life, as long as he remains a devotee. Actually, eternal liberty means returning home, back to Godhead. A devotee is never concerned about anything material. Although Nabi Maharaj wanted a son like Vishnu, wanting a son like God is also a form of sense gratification. A pure devotee wants only to engage in Lord's loving service. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnanandana Kalakaya Chakshuro Mulitam Yena Tasmay Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayan Rupa Kadamayin Dhanati Svapadavata Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavancha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagandhavinavamitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Paryanasaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagandhavaita Sri Chaitanitam Te Krishna Karna Sindha Dena Bandha Jamukpate Gopeshi Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radha Vrindavaneshwari Vishwakarshita Devi Pranamami Harikriya Vancha Kalpataripu Shukrupa Sambhupriyavati Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnava Jyonamana Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವಾರಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತರನ್ನು ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಸೊ ಕಿಂಗ್ ನಾಭಿ ಈ ವಾಸ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಚಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈ ವಾಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಆಸ್ಟೆರಿಟಿ ಟು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ಡ್ with Nabi, he wanted the Lord to give him a son. At least he is trying to get this son with the blessings of Lord Vishnu. Very good. He is not trying to produce children accidentally or by his own imagination, but he is undergoing tapasya to his son. That is called whether you want material or spiritual, you should try to obtain it with the permission of the Lord. So although in the purport, it is said that King Nabi is approaching Vishnu for a son. He is like a beggar approaching a very rich man and asking for a morsel of food. A rich man, if you can approach him, he can ask for a job permanently, he will have income. Asking for a morsel of food, so after another few hours you will be hungry again. So you have an opportunity of approaching a very big man and solve your problems once for all, but because of your lack of intelligence or being misguided are very passionate, you may ask the Lord a very small thing, or you may ask the Lord something that is not really beneficial to you. So to approach Vishnu is itself a very great thing. People approach poultry gods, Gramya Devatas, demigods, man gods and all that. But coming to Vishnu is a very great thing. Because nobody can give you liberation other than Vishnu. Mukunda. All other things others can give you, and all the other things that the other gods can give you, they are all very tiny and last for a short while. ಅಂತವತ್ತು ಫಲಂ ತೇಷಾಂ ತದ್ವತ್ತಲ್ಪ ಮೇಧಸಾನ್ ದೇವಾನ್ ಯಜೋಯಂತಿ ಮದ್ಭಕ್ತ ಯಾಂತಿ ಮಾಮಪಿ. ಅಂತವತ್ತು ಫಲಂ ತೇಷಾಂ ತದ್ವೇ ಅತ್ತಲ್ಪ ಮೇಧಸಾಂ So to approach demigods is not very intelligent, because they cannot do ultimate good. What is the point in asking something which will not make you happy? You may ask a big kingdom. Now you are the kingdom. But will that make you happy? No. You may ask for a son or a wife. But will that make you happy? Even if it makes you happy, does that continue into your next life? If you examine like that, asking anything material is actually harmful because of your attachment to material thing. You will have to take birth again. So if you die with material attachment, what is the result? Yam yam vapi smaran. Yam yam vapi smaran bhuya. So, whatever you think at the time of death, accordingly, your next birth will be decided. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavan. Tantamai Vedi Kaunteya Sadatad Bhava Bhavita. So accordingly you will get a birth. So one should be intelligent enough, not passionate, but what to desire, what to pray the Lord for. So all of the great people like Prahlad Maharaj, they all considered material desires very dangerous. The material existence means bhayavaha, very fearsome situation. And we know many cases. Somebody married for a happy life, but he found that the wife has breast cancer. So all his life is simply a torture. She is suffering and is unhappy, or there will be some accident, or death may separate them. Like, you know, in Kargil war, we were in Kurukshetra. Kargil war, in Kurukshetra, there is a road called Nitin Bali Marg. Sector 5, Kurukshetra, Nitin Bali Mar. Who is this guy, Nitin Bali? Nitin Bali is a shaheed, he is a martyr. He died in Kargil war. He is a lieutenant, he is a commissioned officer. Very competent person, young man. And his marriage was fixed. And meanwhile, his duty was in Kargil sector. And then unfortunately he died. They already fixed it, the girl told, and all things were sorted out now. But they don't know, Kargil war will come, and then he has to go on duty, and that he will not come back. All things, you don't know what is going to happen next. So, first thing, they did not think. And then they came to know that he is posted in Kargil sector. But that's okay, you know, things are done and they will come back generally. But unfortunately, he died. So now what? They have done all Hindi mein kya bolte hain? Sagai. Marriage ke pehle. Kya bolte hain? Sagai diya hai, ring exchanges and talks settled. Then the fixing. not just seeing the girl and going away. So nothing decided. So the girl has to wait or not, whether they like it, the match or not. So betrothal. Betrothal sagai means that means it is settled and only we will search for a muhurtam, right time. That means almost like engagement all done. Just wait the course of time. So that is all done and this man died. Now the girl's side people, they told everybody, our daughter is engaged and all in gun case. And now he died. So the boy's parents felt very guilty because they have spoiled the life of a girl. All news spread and all. Now they have to go back and open the case anyway. So like that, you know, sometimes an accident. There are many young people. Sometimes the woman will give birth to a child and she will die in the child labor. Some problem. And then the guy is a young man and now the child without mother. Big issue, what to do, how to solve it. So life is full of problems, challenges, surprises, and troubles. So the scriptures describe that Govinda Das, it says, Govinda Das in his bhajan, what is that? In the bhajan it says, Kamala Dala, Kamala Jala Dala, Jivana Talamala, Bhajavu Haripada Nitire, Kamala Dala Dala, a drop on lotus leaf. It shines like a pearl. Wax coated. So when you see white wax coated over a drop of water, it looks like a pearl. But at the next wisp of air, a little, not big wind has to come, this little movement of wind, the drop is finished. It's on the land and it's finished. So human life, because of her passion and ignorance, the two things, ignorance, again, passion, very greedy. So people cannot properly plan their life. I know one person in this city, he has married 4 times. Young man, still young man. He started marrying at 22nd, gone one wife, next. In my family also, my mother's younger sister, Pinnamma, what do you call? In India? Mother's younger sister, Masi. Elder or younger, Masi, both. In Telugu we say different, Pinnamma, Peddamma. So anyway, this is Pinnamma, younger sister of mother, my mother. Her son is a software engineer working in CADA here. And then he's ready for third marriage. All young people. What happened? Some differences with that. Because that girl is also educated. So some little differences. Finished. Nobody to guide them and all that. I also know one family in Faridabad. I go to their house. He sends me every month 5,000 rupees. That boy's brother, Kunal Yadav. He became Lysamer also here in Delhi. His brother, Kunal Yadav, his brother is Murunal Yadav. Murunal Yadav. He is an international traveler, going to Taiwan, going to Cambodia, going to Bali. Young man. And then they searched a bank officer, woman, for marriage. She is manager of a bank. They do MBA and educated, drawing fat salary. And this guy is also. And then they invited me for kirtan in their house. And then the elder brother was our father, ISKCON father, this guy. And then after 6 months, he told, my brother wants to divorce. I said, what happened? She's an educated lady, nice lady. That is true, but somehow there are some differences. And then it did not last. And now he's again back to single life. So people don't know. So this all needs what is called, one should not be ignorant. We are singing that bhajan. Guru yataka, vanyataka, sada bolo, haridaka. Whether you are a grohastha or a single person, that means you may like to become grohastha or you may not like to become a grohastha. Like my sister, is she married or not married? My sister is not married. Not for Krishna. It's a hassle. Why should I be dominated by a man? Why should I have to serve a man? I love my income and I have my my freedom to enjoy my life. So very lazy person. Very proud, lazy. Proud, oh, I am a PhD. You all seen PhD, I am a PhD. Like that. I am a professor. I am getting 1 lakh rupees salary. Very harsh. Because of the pride. So, no God, nothing. What is the use of not married like that? Not married. But is she free or she is controlled by Maya? The modes of nature are controlling. Everybody is hurt when they come in her presence. Mother is not happy, servants are not happy, friends are not happy. She was telling me, I just listened and left it there. She was telling me, you know Anantapur, I helped a student. Our student, he was a poor boy. I spent 60,000-70,000 rupees so he can complete his education, pay his fees and all that. Now, that guy completed his education and he left for abroad and he doesn't call me. So thankless person. Why he should call you? That means she must have given money and tried to control him too much. That guy thought, I don't have anything to do with this woman. He was in need of money, he took the money. But she did not know how to have a respectable relation. Suppose I give you money and help you, but I try to dominate you, I try to control you. Oh my God, 40-50 ke liye main gulam banna hai kya? Somehow you spend your time, get lost, because you are insulted. Although you have given money, you don't know how to make a meaningful relation. But that is the world. People don't like, I give you money at the same time I try to dominate you. The human mentality. You give money at the same time, you have to respect them and you have to. And then this guy is nice. Like that. So, and she doesn't even know how to correct the relation. She called the boy and directly telling him, the student, you are a very thankless person, you know. If you tell anybody, ego. If I tell you, I got, you don't, nobody wants to hear. You are a very thankless person. I helped you. You are neglected. You should know how to correct the relation also. When you help, you should know how to deal with him so that he remains. He should find a good friend in you. People are not, human beings are not like machines. You help him at the same time, when you are polite and friendly, then you will be inspired. Oh, she has so nicely. So he wants to come back and help you more. But I am helping you, so you know, you should listen to me and like that. But you will get it. So the point is that this King Nabi is very passionate. Any young man wants to get married and he wants to have good children, but things don't happen like that, and then life will be a little frustrating. That's why it is said here, a person, mature person means, a mature person should be happy in himself. Although you help others, don't expect anything in return. Being a good person, you help, but don't expect that you should reciprocate. If he reciprocates, that is his goodness. But don't expect. If you expect, you will become little, what do you call that? If you expect something in return, but that doesn't happen, you become frustrated. I did so much for her and for him. So that kind of help is not help in the mode of goodness. Helping somebody with the expectation of something in return, that is not help in the mode of goodness. So that will have reactions, consequences, and bitterness. So mature person is not dependent on anybody. If he helps somebody, he just helps it without expecting anything in return. And a mature person in up and down in life, he is content, he is satisfied. That is a mature person. So this will come when you are a devotee of the Lord. When you become devotee of the Lord, your spiritual satisfaction, your spiritual happiness will begin. So you don't have to expect anything. And whether materially things are going well or not going well, a spiritual person is not affected. A spiritual person is not working for a result. So that's why we call it devotional service. The end and the means are the same. Generally in this world, the means is something and end is something. Means, suppose I am a doctor. I am a doctor. That is my means. And what is my end? My end may be making money. My end may be getting name and fame. My end may be serving the poor people, sick people. That may be my end. But becoming doctor itself will not make you happy. If you don't utilize your medical knowledge, what is the use? So the means is there, but the end is something else. Otherwise this means is not utilized properly. But in devotional service, we are doing bhakti, not, that's why he is saying, nadanam najanam nasundarin kavitam va jagadisa kamaye mama janmani janmani iswara bhavatad patra haitipitu. We are not doing bhakti for stopping the cycle of birth and death, although material life is very troublesome. But if Krishna wants us to be here, because we believe, a devotee believes that whatever Krishna does is for the good of the devotee. So we don't pray to Krishna, don't give me another birth. My dear Krishna, you do whatever you like. You better know my interest than I know myself. We don't know what is good for us. Although everybody is looking for something good for himself, everybody is trying to profit, but they don't know. So people are thinking this, that. And that's why Prahlad Maharaj said, Nate Swardhagatim Vishnu. Your real self-interest is Vishnu. And our real business is to serve Vishnu or Krishna. That's it. We have to do something. Nobody will be quiet either in mind or in body. Kaya and Manas and Vani also. Wagging tongue. We cannot keep quiet. We have to talk something. So we should know what should be the subject of our talk. And we have to be doing something for others or for ourselves or whatever. We have to be doing something. What is the right way to work? And similarly, we may not talk, we may not work, but thinking will go on endlessly. We cannot stop thinking. Mind is constantly thinking. People become very heated up. People become very exhausted. So the mind needs proper direction. Otherwise, suppose some tragedy happened few months ago, few years ago, but still you may be very depressed after years also. Tragedy happened in your house 5-6 years ago. Now also, you know, this happened. That means you don't know how to get your mind out of the situation. So this is called conditional life. So Krishna consciousness is such a great boon. Krishna consciousness is such a blessing. It's like a shelter. The mind is, that's the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in the 7th chapter. Krishna says in the 7th chapter, what is that? Beginning of that first sloka. Maya sakta mana partha yogam yunjan madasriya asamsayam samagramma yada jnasyasi tasrunu. Krishna is saying, please carefully listen. Krishna is saying, maya sakta mana partha, our mind is bombarded. If good things happen, we become proud. If bad things happen, we become depressed. Becoming proud is also bad. Becoming depressed is also bad. But if our mind is result-oriented, either you will be depressed or proud. If things happen the way you want, you will become proud. If things don't happen the way you want, you become depressed. That means always some problem is going on. No? Then if you are proud, you are hurting others. And in the course of time, again, because all this, when you are hurting people, that will come back to you. It's a cycle. If you are doing good to others, slowly some good will begin to come to you. In the beginning, people may not. But you go on doing good. And you will bring out good in others, and they want to also deal with you in a good way. Maybe not in the beginning, when they watch you over and over. So, similarly, if people are hurt, in the beginning, you may not mind, but when many, many people are hurt, your mind will begin to, you will not find peace of mind. You don't know. When you insult others, when you hurt others, you lose peace of mind. Because Krishna is not happy. If a person becomes proud, Krishna will not become happy. If Krishna is not happy with you, then you will not have peace of mind. If Krishna is happy with you, just like that you will be happy. Reciprocal. You make Krishna happy and you will be happy. If Krishna is not happy with your behavior, you will not have peace of mind. That's why we say Jivadaya. Yesterday we were saying Name Ruchi Jivadaya Vaishnava Seva. If your life doesn't want to go off track, train on the tracks, very good. Train off track, tragedy, big loss of money, loss of life, and disturbance. Similarly, if our life has to be on proper tracks, we should have this principles, jiva daya. We should be kind to others, materially, spiritually, both. And then Name Ruchi. If you have taste for the holy name, then you will not be looking for any happiness outside. Because you know the secret. That's what Prahlad Maharaj says. My dear Lord, I am not afraid of this dangerous world because I have your holy name with me. I can move anywhere and everywhere and chant Hare Krishna. But my unhappiness is because people, these foolish human beings, they are human beings, but they have not taken shelter of you. Because of that, they are unhappy, they are making others unhappy, and they are creating a hell in this world. Although there is a separate hell, but they want to make this material world also a hell. Unnecessarily bumping and clashing and fighting and yelling and cheating, whatnot. This is all going on. So Prahlad Maharaj is praying. For myself, I have no fear. For myself, I am happy. But I am unhappy that why other human beings are not taking to your shelter. It is so easy to overcome all problems just by having Name Ruchi, Jiva Daya, and Vaishnava Seva. You have to do some service. Forcibly or with your liking. You like or not, if you have a family, you like or not, you have to do service. Your job, whether you like or not, if you want salary, you have to. That way you may not like your boss, you may not like your job, but if you want salary, you have to work. So whether you like or not, you have to work. Similarly, Name Ruchi, Jiva Daya, Vaishnava Seva. So, you are looking for enjoyment. Why don't you chant Hare Krishna and see what happens? And Jiva Daya, when you chant Hare Krishna, immediately you begin to love everybody. Because when Krishna becomes your father, then you embrace everybody as your family. That is the sign of an advanced devotee. An advanced devotee means whether people are good or bad, you will be kind to them, you will appreciate them, Jiva Daya, and then Vaishnava Seva. So you serve a bad master, you will not get satisfaction. You serve a selfish man, you will not be happy. But you serve a Vaishnava because you have connection with Krishna. When you serve a Vaishnava, immediately Krishna's blessings will come to you. Just by, he is also a human being. A Vaishnava is also a human being, but he is not ordinary. That's why we say, don't consider Guru or a Vaishnava as ordinary human being. Don't consider the sound Krishna. Don't consider the Vaishnava and don't consider the deity, which is like stone or wood or like that. So don't take the deity ordinary. Don't look on a Vaishnava as ordinary. Oh, he is also eating, sleeping, making money. Don't think like that. You see his interest. And in his association you see how your life is changing. Then you know that if he is like me, I cannot improve my life. If he is a Vaishnava, you stay in his association and you say, I am improving in my behavior, I am improving in my standard of happiness, and like that. No. So, if you say a Vaishnava is an ordinary man, then you will not be able to serve him properly. And the result is that you become offensive or neglectful, and you will not benefit. So don't consider the deity of Vishnu, don't consider the name of Vishnu, don't consider a devotee of Vishnu. The three are extraordinary things. And if you know how to take them properly, your life will be successful. So here, King Nabi, he has approached Vishnu, very nice. But because he is not educated properly, he is controlled by his passion, he is praying Vishnu for a son. So, okay, you want to serve the son. You bring a dog or cat, you want to serve the cat or dog, or you become a leader of the society and you want to serve people. But all these things, they cannot make us happy. Like with big fight, Narendra Modi, he has become Prime Minister. Now, do you think he can make all people of India happy? Actually, can he make one person in life happy? Not possible. Because happiness cannot be material. Narendra Modi can give you a job, position, this, that, and do something. Develop and increase your income. But that will not make you happy. Because happiness is the nature of the soul. That means you don't need nothing from outside to become happy in life. Just you have to develop your spiritual life. That will make you happy. This king Nabi is doing such tapasya. He has approached a right person, but he don't know what to pray. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching what you should pray. Mama Janmani Janmani Iswara Bhavata Bhakti Rahayati Kripayi. The soul's position is to serve the Supreme Soul. That is all. That means no conditions are necessary. Anybody in any situation in life, Prabhupada said, beggar can worship Krishna. An uneducated man can worship Krishna. A blind man can worship Krishna. No condition, no material conditions. Simply somebody should tell you, my dear sir, your real interest is Vishnu. Nate swardhagati mi Vishnu. Simply you are unhappy because you have become like a destitute or orphan. A very small child, separated from the parents, completely in anxiety. So nothing can, without mother's affection. You put the child in mother's lap, the mother has a natural love for the child. Immediately the child will be completely satisfied. The kind of hug the mother will give to the child, the kind of looks the mother will put on the child, just the child will start laughing. Because nobody else can replace mother's affection. It's natural, inborn, the mother. Similarly, the soul has a natural relation, original relation with Krishna. So nothing in this world can make you happy. That's why Prabhupada said, preaching is the highest welfare activity. there is nothing more than introducing Krishna to someone's life. The devotees first, they have to be very convincing. And they have to be very satisfied themselves. My mind is jumping here and there, and I want to tell people, please chant Hare Krishna, you will be happy. The message will not go, because that is the way of transcendental knowledge. Only a transcendental person, let's say a professional Bhagavatam teller, he cannot give bhakti to others. Or some artist cannot give bhakti to others. But someone who is really convinced and is practicing bhakti himself, when he says, please do this, that will make you happy. Yeah, maybe I should try and see. Because you are putting that seed of devotion in your heart by your realization. And that's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. A realized soul can impart the knowledge. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena chavaya upadekshantite jnanam jnanina tattva darsana. One who really has realized the soul, one who is really is finding satisfaction in devotional service, they go anywhere, everywhere, and they can create devotees. Because actually everyone is looking for Krishna. People know it or don't know it, everyone is looking for Krishna in this world. Nothing material, no relationships, no money, nothing can satisfy you. But once you come to Krishna, immediately, that's why people are puzzled how young people leave their parents, how young people leave their jobs. Somebody was telling me 2 days back in Jyoti, Andhra Jyoti, there is a big article I am cutting. That is Bangalore ISKCON people in Hyderabad. This big article. So the newspaper was saying, these are IIT M.Techs, these are MBAs from IIM colleges, and they have thrown away their job in multinational companies, and they have left their home, parents and family. Wife, they don't want to marry. And they have left their parents and they have left their jobs. They are after Krishna. Let us see their life. That article is saying. So, this is truth. No? In life, if Krishna is there, everything is added to your life. And if Krishna is not there, you add all other things, all other things. You know, that famous thing Prabhupada said, put 1 0, 2 0, 3 0s, 4 0s, but in front there is no one. All amounts to a big zero. But you put one, Krishna, and then put 0. Suppose first you be a devotee of Krishna, and then you are empty. Very great. Okay, so you can propagate Krishna consciousness. And another 0, you are a very rich man. So you can spend your money properly. Before that you don't know how to spend money properly. But if Krishna is there and you have money, you can do well. If Krishna is there and you have qualification, you can do well. If you are a collector, before that you are a Krishna devotee and you are a collector or a chief minister. Let's say we are trying to pray, Narendra Modi should become a Krishna devotee. He is already a PM, and make him a Krishna devotee. And then he can do so much to the world. Prabhupada told Gandhi, you are such a wonderful man. You are such a self-controlled man. And you are such a simple man. If you propagate Bhagavad Gita, the whole world will touch your feet. But Gandhi did not do that, and people killed him. He is Jati Pita, and his own Jati people, they killed him. Get out of here. Because he doesn't know how to really make people happy. So, Krishna consciousness is the only hope to the mankind. Without that, everything is undone. This King Nabi is doing so much tapasya. At least this is good. He has approached Vishnu, so he is going to get a great son. at least Nabi may not attain liberation, but he has a son who will increase the reputation of the family. Because the son is a blessing of Vishnu, at least that much is there. Maybe the son will, if the son is born because of the blessings of Vishnu, and the son may deliver the father also, possible. No. If parents are not devotees, if the son is a devotee, the son can deliver the parents, that is there. So that is the that is called essence of life. Essence of life is come to Krishna. Ena tena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayat. Somehow or the other, we tell people, one fellow came and he told, I lost all my money. So I feel like committing suicide. But I saw this Krishna temple and he came. I said, losing all your money was very good, because that made you to come to Krishna. Otherwise you would not have come. Busy, busy and proud and like, I thought, very good. Losing your 5 crores, very good, because you have come to Krishna. Now don't worry, you start your life fresh and you will have happiness and your needs. You may not get 5 crores, or you may get even 100 crores. But the fact is, you come to Krishna and whatever you really need will come to you. And if Krishna wants, more will come and you can serve Krishna people properly. So whatever happens in life, if it brings you to Krishna, you should understand that it is the best thing that happened in life. The moment you come to Krishna consciousness, now no more hankering and lamentation, no more searching outside. All jewels, all wealth is inside. The spiritual wealth, the spiritual bliss, everything is inside, and it is all for free. Nityananda Prabhu said, yesterday we were singing that song, yesterday, Nadiya Godrame Nityananda Mahajan, Pati Yacha Namahata Jivara Karan. He has opened a marketplace for the holy name. Now people are opening shops to sell atta, to sell cell phones. And Prabhupada also, in the footsteps of Nityananda Prabhu, is Adi Guru, and Prabhupada is the representative of Nityananda Prabhu, and he has also opened a marketplace. He has started a business. Prabhupada started a business for the holy name. Prabhupada started an international business. Prabhupada has branches all over the world. And what is these branches doing? They are marketing the holy name. How to convince people to take the holy name? You know, marketing techniques, sales techniques. So devotees are to be very expert in how to market the holy name. Take the holy name. Whatever people are, how to convince them to take the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sriyala Prabhupada ki, Hare Nam Sankirtan ki.